If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. As more and more foreign investors and foreign institutional investors invest in Indian companies, a sense of shareholder activism, which had not been seen in India in a way till now, has been coming out in the open. There are a number of sections and regulations in Indian corporate laws that protect the interests of shareholders. But it is the shareholder who needs to protect his own interests. The law cannot do what the shareholder is supposed to do, which is the shareholder is required to keep a check and restraint on the directors, on the promoters of a company. They need to be vigilant in their own interests. And this is what we recently saw in the case of HDFC. HDFC, which is India's housing finance giant, has been promoted by Deepak Parekh. And Deepak Parekh has been its promoter director right since inception a few decades ago. But in the recently held AGM of HDFC, the foreign institutional investors voted against his appointment, which was pretty unusual. They decided to vote against his appointment for two reasons. A, his age. He's now over 75 years old. And along with that, the fact that he is on the board of eight other major companies, and they question his sense of focus, commitment, and availability for functions that he needs to perform in HDFC. The resolution for his appointment needed a 75% majority, and he scraped through, just scraped through, with a 77% vote in his favor. Seeing the fate of the shareholder activism in the case of Deepak Parekh, two other directors, Mr. Bimal Jalan, a former governor of the RBI, and a well-known chartered accountant, Mr. Bansi Mehta, both of whom are over 75 years old, decided to withdraw their candidature as directors of HDFC. That was a good, healthy instance of shareholder activism. Something similar took place in May 2018 in the case of Fortis Healthcare. Its institutional investors ousted, disbanded, threw out the entire board of directors of the company and appointed new directors. In the case of Suzlon, the debt-laden company, the shareholders got together and refused to approve a proposal by which the company was trying to raise 2,900 crores by way of capital and otherwise, because that was not in favor of the ordinary shareholders. This kind of shareholder activism is good. But when in the case of Deepak Parekh, the shareholders, the foreign institutional investors represented by their proxy firms, when they refused to vote in his favor, the old guard of Mumbai, those who control Mumbai's financial firms, they ganged up, they got together, and they demanded that these kind of proxy firms, which have voted against the director promoter of an existing established company, they must be governed by SEBI. They cannot be left ungoverned. So the demand was, in a way, to restrain these proxy firms who voted on behalf of foreign institutional advisors. This demand by the old guard of Bombay, the very influential coterie that controls Bombay's financial and banking world, of which Mr. Deepak Parekh is an integral part, was certainly dismayed and shocked that something like this could happen to Mr. Deepak Parekh. And of course, if it could happen to him, it could happen to any of them. So this demand of theirs that the proxy firms must be regulated by SEBI was for protecting their own fiefdom. It was more in their own interest rather than in the interest of the corporates. It was also against the very hypothesis that a shareholder is free to vote in the manner he wishes to protect his interests in a company. A shareholder is primarily responsible to look after his interests, and if he decides to vote against the appointment of a director for very valid reason, which in this case was the advancing age of Mr. Deepak Parekh and the fact that he is on the board of 8 other companies, which creates doubts on his commitment and focus towards HDFC. These shareholder reservations were very rational, and if they got together, nobody is right in trying to object to it. It is their decision to protect their own interests. India has got a legacy of promoters treating companies as their family fiefdoms. It is like a hereditary post which is passed on from one promoter to his children, and that is anti-shareholder. And this kind of shareholder activism is certainly a welcome change. There is no question or need for such kind of firms to be regulated by SEBI. It is the shareholders who are deciding to exercise their own rights. So, as the Financial Express commented, that more and more shareholders are looking for very competent professional management and sound businesses, and nobody has a right to object on whose advice they take to vote, how do they vote, and why do they vote. We think this kind of shareholder activism is a very healthy sign for corporate India. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off till we meet again. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.